little mixtape of just, raw, uncut, unreleased Minneapolis funk. And I'm talking like funk. So, yeah.
Well, let
so that's for those who are really into that, and for those who are really, fans, I got something for them.
Okay, well, like I said, let me know so I can give you my routing number, and we can get that power. Because it's going down. That's the easy sell.
Oh, no, I got you.
Okay, now, all right. So I want to go back. So first I want to say to everybody, go get the Stone. I know it's on all the digital platforms. Question, are you releasing this on vinyl? Or has it been released on vinyl?
Oh, yeah. We definitely released it on vinyl. You can get it on vinyl. You can get it on CD. Get it downloaded.
Okay.
I think you might even be able to get it on cassette.
Whoa. That'd be hilarious.
Somebody said they got it on cassette. I mean, I didn't release it on cassette, but
wow.
Somebody said, man, I got the Stone on cassette. I'm like, okay. I wasn't going to argue. I don't know where you got it, bro.
You just said, man, quit lying. We ain't got no damn
cassette. Quit lying.
Now, I know recently you did some shows in New York. I believe it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
You were in New York. And one of my partners over there who was cool with Quest and them, my understanding, did you go over to the Questlove where he does that school, I think, or something, the class on Prince or something like that?
Yeah. Definitely. That was great, man. It was like, it was a trip because I could tell, there's a couple of things. Because I stopped doing interviews in 1985, back when I did a few interviews on, with the release of the record. But everybody kept asking me, sort of, they were trying to create this whole, me against Prince kind of thing. And,
right.
I just wasn't feeling that because that's just not, it ain't even about that.
Mm-hmm.
I respect Prince and I, always did, always have.